25 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And in just 25 minutes' time, we're going to be doing cocktails down Eat Street. And you know what that's all about, because it's one of the most exciting propositions. Eat Street at the Lifestyle Center is the perfect place for sundowners between 4 and 6 daily. Huge excitement about the restaurants down Eat Street, all of them doing collaboration magic, because they're dropping prices on signature cocktails and little treats and things like that. And I mentioned to you earlier that I was going to be bringing you something really exotic. And you guys know by now that one of my favorite restaurants on Eat Street is Soy 55. It's that authentic Thai magnificence that can only come from a man who has literally grown up in the culture. And Gu Im Ta Win is that man. He's in the studio right now. We've only got one mic because we had this big outside broadcast today, and someone stripped my studio of all the mics. So Gu said, well, I tell you what, I've got a manager who really should be on mic because he's got a fantastic voice. His name, Gu calls him Q, but he's really Kapelani. And his surname is Ndaba. And it's very good to have you both in the studio, although Kapelani is going to be doing the speaking. So, welcome to the afternoon show. And what have you prepared for cocktail hour today?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having us in the studio. My name is Kapelani Mtia.
Oh, not Ndaba. Ndaba. What's that on your shirt there?
So, Ndaba is a totem. So, Shanduga Ndaba.
Oh. Okay.
So, that means it's a totem, but it's better for everyone to pronounce it and easy to pronounce than Kapelani.
Okay.
So, everyone calls me Q, but Ndaba is the prominent one that has been in the industry for a long time.
Okay, but your real surname is Mtia?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. So let's talk about the cocktails, because that's really the focus of today. And you've got something special in front of me, which unfortunately, if this was television, the world would be able to enjoy. But I would just have to explain what it is. But never fear, it's up on our social media platforms as we speak. So you can go onto Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and you will see what we're talking about. But Q is going to explain it.
All right. So we've got two cocktails. I've got the Sabai Sabai, which is a rum cocktail. So we use a Thai rum. Since we're a Thai restaurant, so we try by all means to bring everything to be authentic
and
Thai.
And how does a Thai rum differ from the average rum that one finds, you know, ubiquitously, like that funny Captain Morgan that people say is not really rum at all, it's rubbish?
So
I'm allowed to say that, you can't.
All right, so the Thai rum is much smoother to drink than the Captain Morgan.
Okay.
Forgive me, I don't drink at all.
Okay, so then how do you know about this?
I've been in the industry for long. And
you just watch people's reactions.
And also I get to ask them, how is the rum going? How does this one taste? So yesterday I had another client that actually told me that the Thai rum is much smoother than our normal Captain Morgan Spice Gold and the dark rum. So it's much easier. Though it's made and prepared the same way, but I think the way that the Thai people do it in their cask, it sounds a bit different.
Okay.
And the taste is actually
smoother. So that's the Sabai Sabai.
Sabai Sabai, made from the Mekong rum.
Wow. From the Mekong Delta. Wow. 100%. Now we're getting authentic. You can't get more authentic. I'm telling you. That the Soy 55 is absolutely famous for authenticity, taste, and flavor off the charts.
So we're trying to keep it Thai.
Healthy. You know, when it's good like that, it's healthy as well, huh?
I represent.
You see, and you don't drink, so I mean, we weren't going to ask you about how healthy the cocktails are, but they look very healthy.
It is healthy because we've got some lemon juice in them. So see, if you look at it.
It's full of vitamin C. And
we try to make it authentic and healthy at the same time. You don't get to feel
fresh fruit and vegetables in the drinks. Full of antioxidants. So that's the Sabai Sabai. What is the other one?
The other one is called the Tasia Krabi. So it's coming from the Tasia gin, the bottle that I'm holding right now. So it's also imported premium gin that it's an award-winning. It's world-renowned and our award-winning gin. So it's also from, I think, the Tasia region in Thailand.
Ah.
So that's one of the...
So this is an opportunity, folks, for you to experience the vibe of the Mekong Delta and the genuine Thai hospitality at Soy 55. It is something really special, and it's so good that, you know, I'm a convert. And I've got to tell you something. If it was up to me, I would be there every single day. But I've got to spread the love around a little bit.
I should appreciate it.
But I would really, really strongly recommend that you pop down to Soy 55 on Eat Street at the Lifestyle Center and enjoy. Now, let me not make an idle boast here. Your Sabai Thai cocktail I have in front of me at $100, which seems very low for a quality, exotic, genuine taste of Thai like that.
So we
have a special price for the cocktail.
That's a special price for between 4 and 6. Oh. So make sure that we give you the best of Thailand at an affordable price.
So that's why the incentive is there on steroids. And I just wanted to ask you as well, if you wanted to enjoy cocktail hour with a little bit of food to go with your cocktail, what would you recommend?
So the easier to go with, especially for people that haven't been to Thailand and haven't tried that Thai food, it's easier to start with the curries. So all our curries, they're different from our Durban normal curries. They are not as hot. Oh. So I've got basically 4 curries. I've got the green, red, and Massaman curry. The Massaman is easy to go with if you don't really take any heat in terms of your chilies. Yeah. So you can actually have the Massaman curry. Full of flavor, full of blend in it. You will definitely enjoy the Massaman curry. And it comes with fresh veggies. Wow. Your broccoli, cauliflower, green peppers, and you can actually feel as you're tasting the mouth. In your mouth, it's going to be a bomb that produces something out of this world. And
rock and roll, as they say. Rock and roll. This is fantastic. So, tonight, it's Friday night, means that there's going to be music down Eat Street. It's a fabulous opportunity to get there a little early, enjoy cocktails at Soy 55, and then stay for dinner. Make a night of it. It's going to be fabulous. It generally is on the weekends. The weather is absolutely super as far as these things go. It's not like the Cape where you are going to be freezing and wet. Here, you're just going to be warm and in the zone, because this is what life the Bolito way is all about. My very special guest, and I'm sorry that Gu was sitting so silently in the corner, but that's because we only have the one mic. Never mind. We'll take a picture and put this up as a podcast. If you've only just joined us, you don't know what we're talking about. Never mind, it'll go up and you'll be able to listen on demand, and you'll be able to share the good news that way. Thank you so much for joining me on the afternoon show, my very special guest, Kapelani and Gu from Soy 55 on Eat Street, a very, very special destination. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you, Dave.
And the afternoon show continues.